Today is June 9th, 2026. This is your AI briefing for Macro Observer. In the next 8 minutes, we'll cover OpenAI's organizational pivot toward agentic enterprise dominance, the widening gap between announced and operational AI data center capacity, and the compliance infrastructure arms race reshaping competitive positioning across financial services. The most important structural shift in enterprise AI right now is not a model release. It is an organizational one. OpenAI's consolidation of its ChatGPT, Codex, and API teams under a single product and platform unit, completed in May of last year, is the clearest signal yet that the company is executing a deliberate platform play, not merely expanding a product line. And the numbers behind it are striking. Annualized revenue now sits at approximately $30 billion, up from $25 billion just months earlier. Enterprise revenue accounts for roughly 40% of total, with 2 million business customers. Codex alone has crossed 5 million weekly active users, growing at a reported 5% daily rate, with 50% week-over-week enterprise revenue growth. This is not incremental. This is platform consolidation velocity. The broader pattern here mirrors what we saw during the iOS and Android mobile platform consolidation between 2011 and 2014. Third-party tools built on fragmented APIs faced systematic margin compression as platform functionality absorbed their value propositions. OpenAI is now explicitly pushing Codex beyond the roughly 26 million professional developers toward the 500 million-plus knowledge worker segment, through 6 non-developer plugins spanning creative production, sales, and public equity investing. That expansion compresses the addressable market timeline for every competing point solution in the agentic workflow layer. For enterprise buyers, there is a concrete commercial window embedded in this data. OpenAI's stated goal is to shift enterprise revenue from 40% to 50% of total by year end. That creates a defined 6-month window of elevated commercial negotiating leverage. The company is structurally more motivated to close and retain enterprise contracts right now than at any prior point in its history. Buyers who understand that dynamic can extract meaningfully better terms than those who wait. Building on that, the introduction of lockdown mode, which disables web browsing, agent functions, code generation, and file downloads, is not just a product feature. It is regulatory positioning infrastructure being built ahead of EU AI Act mandates. This mirrors the GDPR preparedness advantage that enterprise software companies with pre-existing compliance teams captured between 2018 and 2020. The companies that built those compliance muscles early accelerated through the regulatory transition. Late movers paid remediation costs and lost contract opportunities. We are watching the same dynamic begin its next cycle. Anthropic is not standing still in this picture. Annualized revenue reached approximately $4.7 billion in May of last year, driven by Claude Code and Claude for Work. The reported departure of employee number 2 from OpenAI's chip design project to Anthropic signals organizational momentum differentials that compound over 18 to 24-month cycles. The competitive race between these two platforms is real, and the gap is not as wide as OpenAI's revenue advantage suggests. Looking at the financial services landscape, the adoption race has entered a phase where the primary competitive differentiator is no longer model access. It is compliance infrastructure. Commonwealth Bank of Australia has deployed ChatGPT Enterprise across 50,000 seats. NatWest is running more than 200 AI projects, with 25 in production, and a reported 150% plus improvement in customer satisfaction scores from its Cora Plus AI assistant. Alica Bank achieved 77% median daily AI tool usage across its entire workforce, up from 25% within approximately 12 months, while compressing SME credit decisioning from an industry norm of 2 to 5 business days down to under 7 to 12 minutes for qualifying applications. The pattern across these institutions is consistent and structurally important. LSEG deployed OpenAI's Model Context Protocol against 33-plus petabytes of proprietary financial data, with a responsible AI governance framework institutionalized approximately 24 months before current scale deployment. That pre-built posture now functions as an innovation accelerator rather than a constraint. Erste Group's chief platform officer identified the moment customer data enters the AI stack as the governance inflection point that separates institutions with durable competitive position from those facing a 12 to 18-month compliance catch-up deficit. The historical parallel here is the 1990s adoption of Swift's ISO 15022 messaging standard and securities settlement. Banks that invested early captured cross-border transaction processing mandates. Late adopters faced remediation costs and competitive exclusion from high-value correspondent banking relationships. You cannot purchase 18 months of validated compliance architecture on demand when competitive pressure eventually forces your hand. OpenAI's announcement of European inference residency, GPU compute physically residing within EU jurisdiction, is a material catalyst in this picture. It compresses EU financial institution compliance review cycles from an estimated 18 to 24 months down to approximately 6 to 9 months. That opens a first-mover window for Tier 1 European banks currently in evaluation mode. The window is real, and it is narrow. Now to what may be the most underappreciated risk in the current AI investment landscape, the infrastructure execution gap. Approximately 67% of the 140 U.S. data center projects planned for 2026 remain unbuilt. Satellite imagery is contradicting corporate press releases about completion status. Microsoft has deferred or canceled approximately 2 gigawatts of planned global capacity. Fermi America's Project Matador collapsed from a $20 billion to a $3.4 billion market cap without securing a single anchor tenant. High-power transformers imported from China surged from fewer than 1,500 units in 2022 to over 8,000 units in 2025, creating critical single-point-of-failure exposure in the supply chain. The credit market is pricing risks that equity markets have not fully absorbed. Approximately $34 billion in data center bonds carry 84% investment-grade ratings, yet yield 8 to 12% spreads consistent with high-yield instruments. That divergence signals that sophisticated fixed-income investors are pricing execution, regulatory, and demand-side risks that ratings agencies have not formally incorporated. This trend mirrors the U.S. natural gas pipeline overbuild of 2000 to 2002. Where infrastructure commitments made during a demand boom collapsed when spot demand failed to materialize at the speed and scale projected. Approximately $200 billion in pipeline capacity was written down or restructured between 2002 and 2005. The parallel is not that AI demand is fictitious. It is that the rate of infrastructure commitment has systematically outpaced the rate at which demand can be converted to contracted, revenue-generating capacity. Building on that, community opposition has crossed from nuisance to strategic risk. A Quinnipiac University survey found 65% of Americans oppose data center construction in their communities. Data center cancellations due to community opposition quadrupled in 2025, with at least 25 projects canceled versus 6 the prior year. Maine has enacted a statewide construction ban through late 2027, and 13 additional states are advancing similar legislation. This is not temporary friction. It is structural constraint operating on a 10-year resolution timeline. We assess a 40 to 50% probability of a material credit market correction in data center bonds within 12 months, and a 55 to 65% probability that state-level construction bans expand to 5 or more states within the same period. For enterprises with AI development timelines committed against hyperscaler delivery schedules, we recommend applying a 40 to 60% probability discount to on-time delivery for facilities not yet under active construction. On the cybersecurity front, the attack capability timeline just moved. Palo Alto Networks deployed Anthropic's Mythos model against its own codebase, a self-described top percentile security organization, and found vulnerabilities in 6 weeks that would have required 5 to 7 years using conventional methods at a cost in the low single-digit millions. CEO Nikesh Arora estimates Mythos equivalent attack capability will be available in open source models within 3 months. The appropriate risk posture is to treat it as available now. The critical caveat that most reporting has obscured, the model demonstrated a 30% false positive rate. Arora extrapolates this to enterprise AI deployment broadly, estimating 10 to 20% false positive rates across frontier model applications without domain-specific harness engineering. That is the most actionable finding. The defensible value in AI deployment is not model access, which is commoditizing. It is the domain-specific harness, training data, and false positive reduction infrastructure built on top of models. Organizations running legacy operational technology in manufacturing, utilities, or healthcare face the highest exposure, as those systems lack the patching velocity of modern software stacks. Finally, two emerging variables worth tracking but requiring verification before capital allocation decisions. First, the recursive self-improvement claim. Anthropic has reportedly disclosed that Claude models generate more than 80% of the company's own code base, with engineer output up approximately 8 times year over year, and that the autonomous task horizon has expanded from approximately 4 minutes in 2024 to approximately 12 hours in 2025, with autonomy benchmarks reportedly doubling every 4 to 7 months. These figures are sourced from a podcast and require primary source verification. But if confirmed, the strategic implication is immediate. A 24-month AI roadmap constructed under prior capability trajectories is likely already obsolete. Second, Argentina's jurisdictional framework. President Milei published a Financial Times op-ed describing zero AI regulation, a new non-human corporation legal category operable entirely by AI agents, and preferential corporate tax rates. This is currently an op-ed and policy declaration, not enacted legislation. The analogy to Delaware's corporate domicile infrastructure is apt. Delaware captures approximately 60% of U.S. Fortune 500 incorporations through legal infrastructure purpose-built for corporate activity. We assess a 35% probability of legislative passage within 12 months and a 60 to 70% probability that at least one comparable framework, UAE, Singapore, or a U.S. state, advances to legislative consideration within 18 months, regardless of Argentina's outcome. Thesis update. What changed in the global outlook today? The OpenAI restructuring confirms what the revenue trajectory was already signaling. The platform consolidation phase has begun, and the agentic workflow layer is the primary contested territory for the next 18 months. In financial services, the compliance infrastructure moat is already closing. Institutions without pre-built governance postures are facing measurably longer deployment timelines than early movers, not shorter ones. On infrastructure, the gap between announced and operational capacity is now large enough that enterprise planning assumptions built on hyperscaler press releases carry embedded execution risk that most financial models have not priced. And on the security front, the attack capability democratization timeline is shorter than most boards currently believe. The organizations that will define the competitive landscape in 2027 are the ones making architectural commitments now, not waiting for the next model release to justify the investment. Watching the horizon. Until tomorrow. That's your Core Brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.